It is Wednesday, so we have Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen in this morning and having a great conversation this morning. A lot of stuff going on over in Fort Pierre again.
It never stops.
It never does stop.
It never does. It never stops.
A lot of things going on, and you know, Jody and you were talking about the cemetery and stuff like that. That's
right.
Very interesting.
You know, we have we discovered a few years ago that the records of the Cedar Hill Cemetery, a wonderful historic cemetery, and it's in the hills, and it's rugged and it's gorgeous. But our records were not accurate, and I think that the reason for that is when the Scotty Phillips Cemetery was built, it is much more accessible, and I believe that families probably bought plots in the Scotty Phillips Cemetery, and then they moved family members from the Cedar Hill Cemetery to Scotty Phillips. And I think that's why our records are not accurate. Mm-hmm. So we've been wanting to do something to find out what's what out there so that we can continue to sell plots, because people are still interested in buying plots, especially for cremations. So that was our goal. And Ken Stewart, who just retired from the State Historic Society, arranged for some archaeologists to come from Rapid City, and a buddy of his who teaches drone technology, Colorado University and another university, he came out with his drones. The archaeologist came out, and the state genealogist was out there. Wonderful team. Mm-hmm. And so they have been working for the last 2 days. I think the archaeologists will close out their project today, and then go back with their information and get the drone mapping and see if we can make sense of that cemetery.
Sounds like just really interesting.
Oh, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. I spent quite a bit of time up there the last 2 days, and it is, as hot as it was worth being there, because it's something that we're doing for future generations, you know, and for the people who are there at the cemetery.
And that is the toughest part is the more the generations go, and we lose part of the generations, we lose a lot of the stories too. We lose a lot of the, well, this was this and this was this, and then we get to, well, we have no idea type thing.
Right. And there is so much wonderful history up there that we just want to make sure that we preserve that as best we can, you know, and be able to convey it, because and the one thing I really want to do is to create a self-guided walking tour, so that either with your phone app or a brochure in your hand, you can walk around and find these historic you know, people who were important in Fort Pierre, and have wonderful stories to tell, you know, and be able to see them and appreciate their stories. You know, we always say Fort Pierre has history you can touch, and we want this to always be there.
How many times did you go, oh, I didn't know that? Yes, the last couple of
days. several. I would know little bits of stories, and then we'd start out talking. And Doug Runge, who probably, his father was caretaker of that cemetery, and he probably knows about as much about that cemetery as anyone, you know. And then, of course, Ken Stewart. Together we could piece together quite a story.
and that cemetery is going back hundreds.
Oh, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, right. There are Civil War veterans buried up there. There was a marker that was wood, and I didn't see it yesterday. And Doug thinks maybe it's not there anymore, but. You know, not very many cemeteries have wood headstones.
Not too many. What else do we have to talk about?
Just the other thing I want to quickly mention is we're moving forward with the pedestrian bridge lighting for the Bad River Bridge, and Fort Pierre Development is taking charge of doing fundraising. There will be no tax dollars spent on that project, And so Fort Pierre Development is collecting money, and we are more than halfway there. And we want to be able to pay the electrician when they're done with the project. Mm-hmm. But they're moving along on it and have everything ordered. And so I would just love to have that bridge lit up for homecoming. Wouldn't that be fun?
Would be fun. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, but for sure Christmas. Christmas, yeah. For sure. And I have promised John Moisen it will be lit purple for pancreatic cancer.
There you go. So you'll be able to change the colors and all.
Yes,
that.
Yes, it's
so.
Fully programmable, and it will be amazing. I think it will take us a little while to learn how to use it, but it will be gorgeous.
All right. And then, of course, Summer Night's over with, and so mm-hmm. we're done with that. And mm-hmm. and so we're kind of heading into fall now.
We are having a wrap-up meeting to talk about Trader Days and to talk about Summer Nights. And this was an unusual year. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to say what should we do different next year, because what's next year going to be like? You tell me.
You don't want to guess, do you?
No, I don't think I do want to guess.
No. So all right. Well, what else?
Thank you for having me, Chuck.
Oh, okay. Thank
I appreciate
you
it.
Thank you for coming in once again, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen, and really excited to see how the cemetery project goes, and that'll be really interesting.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much.
Okay, and that's, once again, People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and by VistaCare.